More than a century ago, public schools in the South were segregated by race, and white schools got more resources than schools for black students. So a philanthropist named Julius Rosenwald teamed up with Booker T. Washington of the Tuskegee Institute, yeah, that Booker T. Washington, and they created thousands of rural schoolhouses for black children. They were known as Rosenwald schools, a key step in the history of black education. Thing is, after 1954, when the Supreme Court declared segregation unconstitutional, Rosenwald schools closed. But one building from a former school in tiny Duplex, Tennessee remains, and it recently relocated to the city of Franklin, as Char Dastin of member station WPLN reports.
In the dead of night, on a suburban street in Franklin, Tennessee, a white clapboard schoolhouse glides slowly on the back of a semi-truck. Police cars flash their blue lights, blocking off traffic at the end of the road. And watching it all unfold is a group of former students of the Lee Buckner School, researchers and fundraisers who work together to make this happen.
Oh, so exciting! Here we are!
Yes! I can't believe it!
Lee Buckner was a Rosenwald school, one of about 5,000 rural schoolhouses for black children funded by Jewish philanthropist Julius Rosenwald in the first half of the 20th century. The schools shut down after integration, and only about 500 of the buildings are still standing today. Rachel Finch, a historian with the Heritage Foundation of Williamson County, says the Lee Buckner building survived by being reused.
It was a community center. It even became a local nightclub at one point, and then it became a house. A family lived in it.
Nearly 80 years ago, Georgia Harris attended Lee Buckner. She says getting the school to its new location took years of planning and a moment of serendipity. Back in 2018, she told the Heritage Foundation about where she went to school, and they just happened to be looking for Rosenwald schools in the county to preserve.
I never heard of a Rosenwald school. Nobody ever told me that's where I went. Next thing I know, the Heritage Society went out and bought it.
Finch says that even though Rosenwald schools were segregated, Julius Rosenwald's foundation expected buy-in from neighbors of all races.
The fund would give a third. But then the fund also expected that there would be contributions from the community, black and white. So a third from the black community and a third from the white community. And that is how these schools were built.
Preserving Lee Buckner took interracial collaboration too, this time between black alumni of the school and the mostly white Heritage Foundation. The CEO, Barry Beasley, says the school's new location in the heart of Franklin, just south of Nashville, makes a statement.
Way back in the day, this was really a redlined community where, you know, African Americans could not own or rent here. To move it here and to know that this schoolhouse that tells an important part of history during a time of segregation is now in this incredible downtown historic Franklin, two blocks off the square, it's very symbolic.
After some complicated parking maneuvers, the school is finally ready to be unloaded. Georgia Harris and other former students gather nearby to share memories.
Well, you know, the whole school is all kin. We were all cousins because it was a small community. And, you know, there was no electricity at that time. We had a pot-belly stove that the boys would come early and make the fire. The teacher was, I thought, was really smart. You know, she played piano, so she taught us how to read music. She had classical music she played for us.
Sisters Mary and Diane Atkinson remembered the music too.
We learned traditional hymns. Jesus loves me, this I know. Oh, the Bible tells me so. That songs like that.
We used to have to walk to school in snow up to our knees and stuff. We didn't have a bus to go to school, so we had to walk about 2 miles to school. You wore what clothes you had.
We didn't have shoes sometimes, and Mama would get the shoes from the white people's houses and cut the heels off, so we would wear them as regular shoes. And it was really hard. It was hard, yeah.
Our dad was born in 1920, and our mom was in 1924, but they attended the school there, too.
Our parents made sure we went to school. We had to go, whether we had food or not. We had to go to school as many times we didn't have food. We went anyway.
Diane and Mary's younger sister, Maudie Adkinson Johnson, went on from Lee Buckner to one of Middle Tennessee's first integrated high schools. She hopes their struggles and their successes will inspire students today.
We hung in there. And we'll be able to teach the next generation because we hung in there. We stood. Yeah, we just kept standing. So we'll be able to teach the next generation.
The school will feature the student stories when it opens as a historic site in 2026. For Here and Now, I'm Char Dastin.